name of Jesus, and thank you for this opportunity. Thank you that you have called us here, that you have drawn our hearts here. No matter if we had a tough time getting here, if it was easy getting here, if we don't want to be here, if we desire to be here, Lord, you have drawn our hearts. It is you, not us. You have called us according to your purpose, that we would seek you, that we would follow after you, that we would look to you as the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. And you give us everything. You give us these gifts freely. We just need to take them, Lord. Lord, at this camp, at this time, at this moment, encourage our hearts to take everything that you have provided for us. Let's not hesitate. It's here. It's now. Thank you, Lord. It's not anything that we could bring. Lord, you've brought it. Every single thing you've supplied, your mercy, your grace, your love, the faith, everything you've done, Lord. So we look to you. We look to you, Lord, and we ask you to have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I'm your guy. It's a little hot. A little bit. So I might preach over by the window. Maybe not. But I'll definitely not be right here. We're going to talk about one thing is needful. There is one thing in our lives that's needful. There's one thing in our walk that's needful. And we're going to talk about that. So if you'll turn with me to Luke 10, 38 through 42. And I do hope you have your Bibles. If you don't, get real close to somebody. Look over their shoulder. That's Luke 10:38. All right, here we go. 10:38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. That's Jesus. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. One thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. There's one thing that's needful. And we'll quickly look through and look about what Martha was up to before we get to that needful thing. But we won't dwell too much on it. Martha was cumbered about much serving. So she was distracted. There was a lot going on. Jesus was coming to her house. She was excited about that, I'm sure. She probably was nervous. I'm sure all these young people, if they've had their parents have an event at their house, had people over, it's time to clean up, right? You know, you got to clean up the house all of a sudden and do the chores or whatever, and there's a lot to do. And you want to make sure that if you're entertaining somebody, that your house is nice, generally. But in this particular case, she had Jesus right there. And she was concerned with all the things surrounding what was going on in her life. She was concerned with the state of her house. She was concerned with her possessions. That cumbered, that distraction, it's actually you're dragging something around, you're weighted down by something. It's actually preventing you from like being focused. It's to be driven about mentally. So all these things are taking all of your mental energy, every little thing that could possibly distract you, and it's taking you away from something. And in this particular case, it was Jesus. And the next thing, if we look further down, she says, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? And this is one of those things where Martha was looking at the circumstances around her as well. She was looking at her serving. She was looking at all these things that were happening. And she took her focus away from Jesus to the people that were around her, specifically to her sister. And she compared herself to her sister. She compared what was going on with her sister to what she was doing. She was looking at her situation and saying, people should be doing what I'm doing. And she asked Jesus, bid her therefore that she help me. She didn't only have a complete focus of everything surrounding that, but she also wanted others to go focus on that. And I know I've been there. And I know we've been there, where we're caught up in this life. There's a lot of stuff going on. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about, you know, serving the Lord and doing things. We could be distracted. I mean, we have this computer device with the interwebs, this phone that distracts us like every 5 seconds. And I hope if you have a phone with you, please put it on silent or turn it off. But it's a distraction, and we are so easily distracted. All these things cry for our attention. They do. They pull us away from what we need to be focused on. And I think finally, the last thing about her, she wanted to be right. She wanted to choose the path for others. And a lot of times, when we're, hey, there's a distraction right there. When we're caught up in doing something in a work, we feel like, hey, let's get more people on this thing. And it could be the worst thing in the world. Especially when Jesus is right there. And Jesus is right here. If you're saved, Jesus is right here in your heart. And I won't take for granted that everybody's saved here. If you're not saved and you're here, you've probably heard about Jesus. You probably hear about the things that he's done, the life that he had. Maybe you don't understand it all. But if you're here, there's a calling on your life. You feel something. There's something pulling at you. He's knocking. He's asking. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I believe. That's it. That's simple. And it turns out, that's all we ever have to do. Lord, I believe. So Jesus replies to Martha, thou art careful, which means that she's anxious and she's taking thought. She's thinking about a lot of things. She got a lot on her mind. She's troubled. It means to be have a troubled mind, to be crowded with thoughts. Got a lot of things going on there. And it's about many things. So we've talked about that. But one thing is needful. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. One thing is needful. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. There is only one way that she could do that. She had to be drawn to that point. It wasn't her meriting that position. In her life, she was brought low to that position, where it became a needful thing for her. And it was love that did it. Mary chose love. She chose love over service. She chose love because it was needful for her. She needed that in her life. Amen. There was something missing. She had an emptiness. Do you need love today? Amen. Do you need love? Amen. We all need it. So she chose to sit under grace and not works. She chose fellowship with Jesus and not service. She chose this lowly state and not a position to be exalted. She decided to rest and receive, not try to figure out how to gain favor with God. And all the young people here, you don't have to try to gain favor with God. Amen. He loves you absolutely. He loves you completely. Amen. All you have to do is believe him for it. Amen. That's it. We don't have to be good. He takes care of that. Amen. We don't have to be right. He takes care of it, yeah. When we try to work at it, try to figure out the situation and do our work and not God's work, we do this because of unrest. We don't have that peace, you know. Whatever the situation is in our life today, do you have peace? Do you have peace in it? When we're not at peace, and I've been there, I try to tinker, I try to figure it out, I try to plan, I try to make a way out of no way, and it's no way. It doesn't work, never, not once. But when I've rested and trusted the Lord for everything that he has for me, maybe it hasn't looked good. In fact, there's times where it's looked real bad. But I've rested in that. I've sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his word, and he told me over and over again, he has it. Amen. Today, if you're struggling with something, if you're wrestling with something, he has it. So let's look at this a little bit more closely about how she had this peace. So I'm going to go to Luke 7:36. And well, there's many stories that are very similar to this, and it's not just a story. This happened. When we read the Word of God, these things happened. But we'll talk about this one, and then I'll expand on it. So Luke 7:36, and one of the Pharisees desired that he would eat with him. This is Jesus. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat, to have food. And behold, the woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Well, go a little bit further ahead. I encourage you to read this all the way through. But in Luke 7:47, if we go up there, it says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. What did Jesus say about her? What did Jesus know about her? She loved much. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. We need the God of peace. We need the God of peace. Today, we need the God of peace. So let's look at who is the God of peace. If we turn to Hebrews 13:20. All right, Hebrews 13:20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the God of peace, that's the Holy Spirit, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you, which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So right there, this Holy Spirit, this gift from God, it does what it does. It's that simple. It does what it does. It do what it do. That's what you said. I saw you. We try to figure out how to work it, right? But this, 21, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you, which is well-pleasing in his sight. You don't have to do that work. Do you hear me? God has provided it. He keeps it. He does it. That author and finisher of our faith, if you have a tough time believing God for something, you can't manifest something more in your life. Jesus has given you a gift. The faith that you have, Jesus has given you. Amen. And he will increase that faith in you. He will grow it up. You just rest on him. You trust him for it. You look to him as the author and finisher of our faith. He will do it. Let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. All right. It says, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved and blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you. But it doesn't stop there. God is faithful. We know that. God is faithful. We believe that. God is faithful. He will also do it. Do we believe that? Do we believe that today for ourselves? In every aspect of our life, do we believe that God has it? Do we believe that he is on the throne? Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. So that God of peace, that Holy Spirit, we need that. It's a necessity in our lives. We have to have it. We have to have it. That Christ, my prize, that we just sung about. My heart is aglow with a vehement flame to win the beloved as mine. You want to win?
Amen.
You need that Holy Spirit in your life. You need it. You need that comforter to bring you peace so that the work just does. We don't work it, we rest in it, and it just does. That comforter, it's so beautiful that he comes in and covers every single situation that we have. If we feel like we're alone, if we feel like we're lost, if we feel numb, if we're wrapped up in every single thing that this world is distracting us with, that comforter is so much more to us. It's everything to us. And this woman, this sinner that loved much, she had this alabaster box. This box made out of stone. And it needed to be poured out. It needs to be poured out. In your life, it needs to be poured out. And what I'm talking about is this praise, this worship, this, you feel it. He calls you to it. He wants us in that closest fellowship. And we need to break that alabaster box that had this ointment in it. It had to be broken to be poured out. And our hearts, not our mind, our hearts, not our tongue, our hearts is what he's after. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart does the mouth speak. When was the last time your heart broke before the Lord, whether you're filled with the Holy Spirit or not? He's calling you to be full now. He's calling you to break now. He's calling you to respond now, not to wait. There's an opportunity now. Martha missed that opportunity. Mary didn't. She took advantage of it. Jesus was in that house right then. He was present with them right then. Jesus is present with us right now. Yes. He is calling you. He's calling you. You don't have to understand it in the full scope. You don't have to know this up and down. You don't even have had to read it. I'm going to tell you that right now. To have the Holy Spirit, those gifts are freely given. There is no requirement of them other than to believe. Amen. No one has any advantage over you, whether it's age, whether it's status, whether it's how long they've believed. There is no advantage. The one advantage is Jesus and what he has for us. He loves us. And will we respond today? Will we respond now when we have that calling, when we have that urging, when we have him knocking on our hearts, calling us to respond to him, to cry out? Or are we going to just wait? Will we wait till next time? Or will we go? We need to live that life of, I will go now. I will go now. Jesus, you want me to go? I will go now. And it's amazing what he can do When we are filled and we are resting in it and we stay full and we stay in that worship, He can do amazing things in our lives. He can make this work into something beautiful. He can accomplish everything in our lives. He can turn the darkest situation into light. We just need to rest on Him. We need to trust Him. We need to call out to Him. He is here now. There might not be a tomorrow. And Lord Jesus, let there not be a tomorrow. Let it be now. He gives us beauty for ashes. He took that oil of suffering so that we could have the oil of joy. That oil of joy in our life now to conquer all, to overcome all, to face every single adversity in your life and not just go through it. Yes. Not just suffer through it.
Yes.
I understand that there's suffering, there's pain, there's that. He gave us joy, the oil of joy, the oil of joy that is all over you. Amen. So let's turn to John 12:1. John 12:1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard. A pound of ointment. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. I know some of you guys have cologne. You just spray a little thing and it's like, dang, guys. Maybe you should have did half of that. Imagine. Like a whole pound of that just coming out. And it was very costly. And she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And you can read on what people had to say. I'm done. One thing is needful. This is that same Mary that sat at the feet of Jesus. She rested. And what did she do? She anointed Jesus. She anointed Jesus. That was given to her. That was put in her heart to want to do. Jesus has put that in your heart to want to do. He's put it in your heart. But she had to go through all those things. She had to go through a lot in her life. Her heart had to break. She had no other place to go. And she took all this very costly ointment. That much of ointment at that time was so expensive. That'd be like you giving your most expensive possession over. And maybe your most expensive possession is your heart. You're afraid that it might break. You're afraid that you might not do the right thing. You might be holding back because what would people say if your heart actually did break before the Lord? Would you be foolish? But she took all that cost, everything, the most expensive thing that she had, the most valuable thing that she had, and she anointed Jesus. And this anointment was for his burial, for his death. And we know that he rose again. But that last part, it says, the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. In 1 Kings 8:11, it talks about this city being accomplished. This Jerusalem being accomplished. And if you go further into the word, you'll read that there's this new Jerusalem, this city, this bride that's descending from heaven. And that's going to be accomplished. Amen. And when that was finished, if you look at that 1 Kings 8:11, this cloud filled where the ark was. It filled the entire house where God resided. It filled it to the point where the priests couldn't even be in there anymore. And this moment that we see the type of, we have this opportunity now. We have this opportunity now to anoint our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to give him the praises of our heart, to worship him, to draw nigh to him in spirit and in truth, to kiss him, to give him all the glory, to give him everything, to anoint him and fill this house with the odor of the ointment, to fill this place. We have the opportunity now to do that. We don't have to wait. We have the opportunity now. Let's take that opportunity. Let's take it. It's here for you. Don't hesitate. And I know these hearts, God is after our hearts. I know these hearts are still, there's still a hesitation. There's still a hesitation. In 1 John 3:20, our hearts can condemn us sometimes. They can say, you are not ready. You need to prepare your heart. You're here in front of all these people. You haven't done enough to prepare yourself. That is the biggest lie that you will ever hear. Your heart is ready now. If your heart condemns it, God is greater than your heart. He has called you to it now. And in Psalms 73:26, my flesh and my heart faileth. It will, time and time again. If you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, your flesh, I'm sorry to say it, it's probably failed since the last time you were filled. Amen. Since the last time you spoke in tongues. I'm sorry, we are human. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, this life is not pure. I've made mistakes, but I look to the author and finisher of my faith. I look to Jesus. And I know that even if my heart faileth, God is the strength of my heart. He's not just greater than my heart. He also is the strength of it. So if my heart needs to stand up, then it needs to cry out,
He will make it happen. I don't have to rely on myself. He will do it. He will complete it. Trust him for it. One thing is needful. One thing is needful. The fellowship with Jesus. The love that he has for you. Listen to him. Hear him and respond. That's all she did. That's all Mary did. She listened to Jesus and responded. So I ask you tonight, just respond. Let's pray. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus and ask you, Lord, make these hearts tender to you. Lord, we trust you. Lord, I love you. I don't know how. I love you with my whole heart, and I don't know how. But I believe, Lord Jesus, and you called me, and you called these saints to know you intimately, to seek after you. You've called their hearts tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, you haven't called them. Any purpose but to praise you, to love you. Lord, you're calling on their hearts, Lord. We know that it's not this mouth that needs to let go. It's this heart. Encourage our hearts, Lord, today. Lord, if there is anyone that is holding back, Lord, just make that heart tender. Make them cry out. Call them according to your purpose, Lord, that you would be glorified in it. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you that we can praise you. We know that the time is short. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. So, Lord, let us take advantage of it tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.